You are listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Melbourne, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3. Welcome. You're listening to Wake Up with Tom Jones.
Yes, good morning, saints of God. This is Tom, and it is time to wake up. Wanted to say good morning to each and every one of you, and I'm very grateful for each and every one of you that tune in each week. And I'm not only on Thursday at 9, I'm still on Friday at 4 o'clock, I think. Yes, I'm on at 4 o'clock. And again, I'm grateful and humbled to come here, to be here. Danny, thank you for doing the controls and all that you do here at 91.5. My grateful thanks to you, buddy, and the owner of 91.5, I say thank you as well. So I just, I'm saddened a little bit today. My heart aches for our nation as a country. I did hear a governor say that our country is broken. You know, and think about that now. You know, I don't share that to be critical in any way. I'm not being political here. I feel in my heart, is our nation broken? And what can we do to help our broken nation? What can we do as a people, as a church, as an individual? What can we do? What are we called to do to help our broken nation? I'm saddened by that. I'm saddened about the death of Charlie Kirk. I continue to pray for his wife, his family. How sad. And I'm not being political today at all. I'm not. It's just that we can disagree. You might not agree with me. I might not agree with you. But let's not turn into hate and hate that individual. Because remember, Jesus tells us to forgive 70 times 7, which is 490 times, which is an infinite amount of times you're going to remember how many times you've forgiven that person. So go ahead and just forgive. Because if you don't forgive, and if you live with hatred, if someone has offended you, if someone has said something to you, you really need to let that go. You really do. And I'm sharing this from my heart. You need to let that go. Because if you harbor that, if you harbor that and fester that in your heart, because we've all been hurt, you know, by people. And, you know, we just need to let it go and forgive that person and move on. I had a sister that chewed me out thoroughly years ago. And, you know, I dearly love her. And she just does, sometimes she gets a little mean-spirited. And sometimes you just have to, how am I going to say this? Share this, rather. You have to love people sometimes from a distance for a while. You can still love them. Sometimes you have to kind of let them go, pray for them, and love them from a distance. And it's hard to do, you know, especially when you've been hurt, you've been wounded. But remember what Jesus did on that cross for you and I. That he shed his precious blood that you and I might have life and have life more, what? Abundantly. So let's learn to forgive. Let's not, you know, I was sharing with Mark, a good friend of my wife and I, it's her family relative, and I said, Mark, what's happened to our nation? What's happened? And he and I shared the other day or the other evening, and Mark told me that what is wrong is social media. You know, I'm not against social media in any way, shape, or form. But when you spew hatred out and get everybody worked up, you know, our words, Hebrews 3:13 reminds us, you know, that we're to encourage one another daily, not condemn one another daily. The scriptures tell us that we, Hebrews 3:13, that we are to encourage one another daily while today is still called the day. You know, you might have a brother, you might have a friend that might say something to you politically. You know, and you might not like it, but you need to listen to him. But today, people seem to be angry, and I don't know why that is. You know, and if you're angry today, if you're listening to me, you know, don't turn me off. You know, if you're angry, you need to take that before Jesus, and you need to let him deal with you with your anger. It's okay to disagree with one another. It's, you know, it's healthy for us to debate. But when it crosses that line into hate and to language that's not appropriate, you know, then we can begin to attack that person's character. That's wrong. You know, that's wrong. Then we've crossed that line. And I believe if you don't, this is what the Holy Spirit put on my heart. If you don't learn to forgive, again, the scriptures tell us 70 times 7, which is 490 times, which is really, an infinite amount of times that you're going to keep track of how many times you've forgiven that person. Just forgive them in the very beginning, and let's move on. Because if you don't, I really believe in my heart that unforgiveness towards someone, if you fester on it long enough, it's like cancer to the body. I really believe that. I believe if you hate someone and you dislike someone, and then you turn it into you hate that person, I believe that then begins to open the door to murder. And, you know, come on now, let's back up here. As a nation, what has gone wrong? The governor of Utah said that our country now is broken. It's broken. What do we do? I'm asking you, the listeners, what do we do to fix our broken nation? What do we do? This is not, I'm not talking a political message here. This is not political. What do we do? And I want to read this morning in Proverbs chapter 3. I'm going to read to verse 10. And I want you to listen very carefully to these verses. My son, it's again, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1, and I'm going to read to 10. Please listen very carefully. And there's one of you who's going to turn me off a dial. Don't touch that dial, because you need to hear this. You really need to hear this. You're very angry, and you need to listen to what I have to say, and because this is important. My son, do not forget my teachings, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life for many years and bring you prosperity. Let love, faithfulness, never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. It didn't say some of your heart, part of your heart. It says all of your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Let's read that again. Trust in the Lord. Are we as a nation trusting in the Lord? Are we? Who are we putting our trust in? Are we putting our trust in our profession? Are the degrees that we've achieved? Our money that we've accumulated? Our houses that we have, the cars that we drive, are we getting our identity in those things? Are we getting our identity from Jesus? Who are we trusting today? You know, are we trusting in the stock market? Are we trusting in our savings account? We're trusting all the wrong things. And we don't fear God anymore. I believe we have idols. And I have to examine my own life on this one too. You know, who are we trusting today? The money said, in God we trust. And people will tell me, well, money's the root of all evil. No, it isn't. Nothing wrong with money. There is nothing wrong with money at all. If you look at it, it says the love of money is the root of all. It's when you start falling in love with it. You start falling in love with these cars and your homes and your mansions and all these things. And I'm not against big homes, and I'm not against all that stuff. And the Lord wants you to have a nice car. I'm not against any of this stuff. But when you start idolizing it, thinking about it constantly, and you can make that an idol. We can have idols in our life, even Christians. We can have idols. That's why it tells us to trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't trust anything else, because if it fails, what's going to happen to you? Are you going to fail along with it? You know, if the stock market crashes, are you going to be jumping out of a window? If you lose your job, are you going to be jumping off a causeway or something? Are you going to be trusting in Jesus and know that his word says that he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that he will provide for you? Who are we trusting today? Again, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. Let's read that again. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. Boy, that says a lot. Church this past Sunday, my pastor gave a sermon, and I tell him how good his message is. They get greater and greater and greater every time he speaks. And Pastor Malcolm Wild, and I want to say, take a moment to say thank you for all that you do, you and the church, and your many other pastors at the church, and it's an honor to be there and to hear the word of God. He mentioned Sunday, Romans 3:18, there is no fear of God before their eyes. Is that what's wrong with America? Let's read that again. Romans chapter 3, verse 18. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Is that what's wrong with our nation? We don't fear God anymore. You know, it is, you know, I talked about one time years ago, and I'll get back to Proverbs, that we have a new Trinity. You know, I've been scolded on this. Even when I was on Christian TV, they scolded me for this one. You know, and instead of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, I'm now wondering if it's not me, myself, and I. You know, it's all about me. It's all about myself. And we've got to get away from that. It's about the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. What has happened to our nation? We no longer fear God. We're out there and spewing our mouth and all this hatred and all this talk when we're supposed to be loving one another. You can disagree with someone, but you don't have to cross that line and hate them and let it turn into hate. And then it also opens that door again to murder. And that's what's happening. And I believe, as Mark and I were sharing the other evening, that what is the biggest culprit of this is the internet. The you know, you go online, and I'm not downing the internet and social media, but you don't see that person, and they have a right to, you know, post anything they want. And you know, yes, we do have the freedom of speech, but we have to be careful with it. You know, we shouldn't be condemning people and condemning their character and getting mad and upset with them. And then that creates people to become angry, and it gets everybody worked up. And I believe some of you listening to me and the one gentleman that you were going to turn me off, you know, you spend too much time on that the internet. You're spending way too much time. And I really believe we have a problem. I have to be careful with it sometimes. I like to look at, you know, movies like Sanford and Sons, little clips of Sanford and Sons. I love comedy. And I have to be careful that I don't get carried away on this stuff. And you know, spend a few minutes on it, whatever you need to do. But social media, you know, watch your time on it. And watch what you say. Watch what you speak. You know, watch what you speak. And watch what you say on it. You know, verse 7 of Proverbs chapter 3. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. Are we fearing the Lord today in America? This will bring health to your body, nourishment to your bones. Verse 9, honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. Honor the Lord with your wealth. You know, once I heard Larry Burkett say something on, he passed away years ago. I really loved listening to him. He shared that the giving in churches and ministries have gone down. And if this trend continues, and I've seen it, if this trend continues, he said, and this, I believe he quoted this back in 2006, 2007. He said that if this trend continues by 2010, he said it'll take 20 Christians to give what the one Christian gave. And now we're in 2025, and you can see the hearts of people that you know, want. You know, the word says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Why we in America want for so much stuff? And there's nothing wrong with stuff, don't get me wrong, but I think we have a lust problem for stuff. You know, I want a bigger home. Well, what was wrong with the other one that you just had? You know, well, I want another 20,000 square foot home. And I'm not downing people who live in 20,000 square foot homes, by no means. But we're to be content to whatever status Paul said that we find ourselves in. Contentment is great gain. And Americans, most of them, running around spewing their hate speeches. What are you accomplishing? You know, what are you accomplishing? We are to encourage. Hebrews 3:13 says we're to encourage one another daily. What a day is still called to say today. If you don't have anything good to say about someone, you know, you need to be quiet. You need to be quiet. And that's just me. That's just Tom. And I believe that's Jesus too. If you don't have anything good to say about someone, and you know, you're yelling at them, and that's not Christ-like. That is definitely not Christ-like. You can disagree with a person, but don't get all worked up and then let foul language come in it and then get angry about it. And it's wrong. We need to be at peace with one another in this nation. And we need to have the fear of the Lord. We need to have the fear of the Lord back in America. How do we need to fall deeper in love? That's the purpose of the program here. We fall deeper in love with Jesus, not deeper in love with stuff and things. And I reiterate that I'm not against things. I thank the Lord for providing nice homes and cars, but let's not get caught up with all that stuff and become prideful and boastful and become arrogant. You know, remember, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. How do we fix this broken nation? You know, if I had time, I'd open the phone lines up and have some of you saints of God call in and tell me, how do we fix this broken nation? How have we come this far? And again, I'm not being political. This has nothing to do with politics. It has nothing to do with politics. This has something to do with how we're going around murdering people. And because we are in such hate and we don't forgive that person, I believe that opens the door to murder. And we're seeing a lot of that today, and we shouldn't be. We should not be. If anything, we should be falling deeper in love with Jesus, going back to him. You know, in John, it says, let me look it up. He that has the Son has life, and he that does not have the Son does not have life. Do you have life? Are you living the victorious life today? Are you living that victorious life? I'm asking you, are you living that victorious life? Would Jesus be proud of you? Would he be proud of you? Come as you are. It says here in 1 John chapter 5, it says, God has given us eternal life, and in this life is his Son Jesus. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son does not have life. Do you have life? Have you walked away from Christ today? I think many of us have. I think many of us have walked away from Christ. Today is a day of salvation. Today is a day that we need to get on our knees. The greatest battles that can ever be won are never going to be on social media. You know what? It's going to be on our knees that we're praying for one another. If you don't like that person, then be quiet. Get on your knees and start praying for that person. Pray for yourself. You know, the greatest battles that can ever be won that I'm finding in my own personal life are on my knees, not complaining and bickering and grumbling. That gets us nowhere. You know, that gets us nowhere. We become bitter, and I believe that if we don't learn to forgive, it is like cancer to the body. I believe it is. It'll eat us up. You won't have that joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Didn't say the joy of your checkbook, the joy of your degrees, the joy of your money. It's the joy of the Lord that is your strength. Nothing else. Do you know him as your Lord and Savior today? John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but all have everlasting life. We as a nation, let's bow our heads. Let's bow our heads and ask the Lord, let us fear you. Let us come to know you as Lord and Savior. Let us fall deeper in love with you like never before. You know, my heart is aching. It is aching. But I heard a governor say our nation's broken. And I just, how do we fix this? The church, we have got to stand up now. We have got to stand up. And this is not a political standing up for, you know, Democrat, Republican. Nope, this is not what I'm talking about. We stand up for Jesus and be that light that he's called us to be into this dark world. Doesn't mean that you have to spew anger at another brother. No, you love that brother where he is, you know. May you take him to Jesus. You know, the scriptures tell us, as a deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. Okay, that deer is tasting that water. Okay, he's going up to the water. What happens if you go up to that deer and you yell at it? As the deer panteth for that water, so my soul longeth after thee. What happens if you go up to that deer and you yell at that deer? What's going to happen, Danny? What's going to happen to that deer? He's going to run away. And I tell you, church, we are scaring people away. We're absolutely scaring people away. Instead of loving them, instead of encouraging them, you know, we're getting into backbiting. And when was the last time you encouraged someone? When is the last time you've encouraged someone? Instead of being critical, you know, towards that person and being envious of his ministry, I believe we're all called. Come on now. I believe we're all called. I thank God for pastors. I thank God for teachers. I thank God for evangelists. But there is something that you are called to do. And one of them is to encourage people where they are on the way of where Jesus wants to take them. And I believe we're so insecure that we need to be secure in Jesus. And if you're secure in Jesus, you won't be threatened by a brother that has an anointing and a call in his life, but you will encourage him to continue on running this race with confidence, the race that's set before you. You're not going to envy him because he has a gift. You have a gift too. The problem with some of you is that your gifts have gone dormant like a tree. You know, if a tree loses its leaves, some of us is completely, our lives have gone dormant. God, wake us out of dormancy. Bring us back alive again. Bring us back alive. And I mean that. I'm sharing my heart with you all. God, bring us back alive that we may use the gifts that you've given us, that you've shed your precious blood on that cross, that we might have life and life more abundantly, that we're here and we're put here for a reason and a purpose, that his will in our lives be done. You have a gift, and some of you listening, you need to wake up. I need to wake up because you have gifts that have gone dormant, and you need to take that before Jesus and say, what is my gift, and I need to use it. I need to use it before I die. You know, I buried my father-in-law years ago, and the greatest gentleman, I never had a dad, and my father's, my wife's dad was like a father to me, and as he was being buried, I looked back, and the Holy Spirit touched my heart, and he said, look around, and I looked around the cemetery. This was in Ohio, beautiful cemetery, beautiful, I believe that's where I'll be buried, and, the Lord said, the greatest waste on earth is here, son. The Holy Spirit touched my heart and said, look around. The greatest destinies came to their grave, and the people came to their graves, and they never even tapped into their gifts and their talents. You know what? I don't want to go to my grave and say, Lord, I didn't do what you told me to do. I didn't use the gifts you told me to use. You know? I want to run this race with confidence, the race that's set before me. Yes, there's going to be naysayers. There's going to be naysayers say, oh, God can't use you. I've had so many in my life come up to me, and they've seen me on Christian TV and the radio, said, God can't use you. You just can't be used. And I thought, okay, all right, fine. God doesn't look for ability, folks, saints of God. He doesn't look for ability in our life. What he looks for is availability. Are you willing to do what he tells you to do? And don't listen to the naysayers say you can't do it, because the scriptures tell us I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You can do it. But we listen to naysayers. You can't do it. I wouldn't be here on the radio if I didn't forgive those people and move on. We need to move on and forgive those people and move on and know who we are in Jesus and do what he tells us to do. I'm trying to fire myself up today, and I'm trying to fire you up, that you'll become and be all that you can be in these last days for Jesus, and stand up and let's cast this fear out. People fear, they don't fear God anymore. And that's our problem in America. We, the church, need to rise up and love one another and show the grace, the mercy, the love, the compassion, the gentleness. And we need to go out in that world and tell people, you know, hey, I know Jesus. Do you? I know Jesus. Do you know him? And let's bring people to the cross, and let's not bring them to the cross in anger. Let's have some compassion and gentleness and meekness in our hearts as we lead them to the cross. Well, I guess my message is almost over, isn't it, Danny? Boy, this time goes fast. I hope I've encouraged you to stay focused. Ask Jesus what it is that you're called to do. And you know what? Just do it. Don't go to someone that's going to kill your dream. Go to Jesus, and he'll tell you what to do. You don't need ability. What you need is availability and a willing heart. Well, the next week, God bless you all. Mark and Mary, thank you for your support. Lisa and Michael, thank you for your support. Keeping me on 91.5, my grateful thanks. Until next week, stay awake and let's run this race with confidence. God bless you.
You've been listening to Wake Up, the radio broadcast brought to you by Tom Jones Ministries. Be with us again next Thursday at the same time for Wake Up with Tom Jones.